Books on Tape presents Girls of Riyadh by Raja Alsana, translated by Raja Alsana and Marilyn Booth, read by Kate Redding. To my most beloved mom and sister Rasha, and to all of my friends, the girls of Riyadh. Author's note. It never occurred to me when I wrote my novel, Banat al-Riyadh, that I would be releasing it in any language other than Arabic. I did not think the Western world would actually be interested. It seemed to me, and to many other Saudis, that the Western world still perceives us either romantically, as the land of the Arabian Nights and the land where bearded sheikhs sit in their tents surrounded by their beautiful harem women, or politically, as the land that gave birth to bin Laden and other terrorists. The land where women are dressed in black from head to toe, and where every house has its own oil well in the backyard. Therefore, I knew it would be very hard, maybe impossible, to change this cliché. But the success of my book in the Arab world was enough to mark me as a member of Arab intellectual society, which seemed to come with certain responsibilities. Furthermore, coming from a family that values other cultures and nations, and being the proud Saudi I am, I felt it is my duty to reveal another side of Saudi life to the Western world. The task was not easy, however. In my Arabic version of the novel, I interspersed the classical Arabic with language that reflects the mongrel Arabic of the modern world. There was Saudi dialect, several of them, and Lebanese Arabic, English Arabic, and more. As none of that would make sense to the non-Arab reader, I had to modify the original text somewhat. I also had to add explanations that will hopefully help the Western reader better understand the gist of the text.